Welcome to this week's episode of The Art of Authenticity. I'm Laura Coe, your host, and thank you so much for tuning in. Today, we have a completely different show for you. We've got Zach Benson joining us. He is a TEDx speaker, full-time entrepreneur, and dancer, and he has been a round four finalist on the hit show, So You Think You Can Dance. What's so cool about today's show is that I'm always talking to people who have a certain level of success in their life. They hit a turning point. They recognize, I have to think about what success means. What does it mean on my terms? We've talked about all these ideas. We've had incredible people on. But here's somebody who out of the gate just went for it, followed his dreams, hit a lot of roadblocks, didn't give up, and kept persevering. Really fun to listen to someone who, you know, had the courage, managed the fear, dealt with the rejection, and kept going. Really interesting conversation. I hope you enjoy it. And thanks again for tuning in. Welcome to this week's episode. Today we have Zach Benson joining us. Hey, Zach, how are you?
Hey, Lori, I'm good. I'm happy to be here. Excited about this.
I love the name Zach. I almost named my son Zach, but my last name is Co, and it would be like Zach Co. It just felt cruel to like give him that alliteration.
Yeah.
So for those of you listening, Zach, we've got such a fun, different angle today. He is a dancer. We've never had anybody. I'm not sure we've had anybody in the arts who dances. And he also is somebody who really went for it right out of the gate, didn't have, you know, take the conservative route, come back around. So Zach, to start off, can you share with us, you know, just take us back a little bit. You're a kid. Was dance always something that, you know, were you the kid that was just like popping around the house, you know, doing dance, asking for lessons? Where did this come from? When did it start for you?
No, so I was a kid who did really bad in school. And, you know, I got bad grades. I was always getting in trouble. So, I mean, I had a lot of energy, but I'd never like started to get into dance until I was like 15. So I guess in elementary school, I was always the kid, you know, winning the, you know, presidential fitness award test. I was really blessed athletically. So yeah. I was always winning competitions and doing well in sports, played soccer. But it was when I was 15 is when I found dance.
And what was that experience for you? Was it something you tried and you had one of those moments of whatever this is, I have to have more? Was it an instant connection, or what was that for you? Since you're so great at sports, how did this differ as something that you wanted to pursue?
Well, yeah, it was just something that I felt freedom. As soon as my friend handed me a DVD and was like, let's learn this and like, let's do this, I was down. I was super excited because, you know, I've always seen breakdancing, people spinning on their heads and doing these awesome tricks. And I was like, man, that'd be cool to learn. And yeah, just like once I started doing it, it just felt really free to me and gave me lots of energy, positivity, and really changed my life. Like back then, I didn't have a lot of friends. I couldn't say the letter R. So I was always made fun of in classes and stuff. But I was always really good at sports. So I kind of found my way, my crew, just by learning dance. So it really opened up a lot of things for me.
That's awesome. So it felt like you really found your community, your passion, and it was something you knew right away.
Yeah, exactly. Just like that.
That's awesome. And so I think most people listening, myself, I can think back to when I was 15. I had a few experiences like that. But most of us, specifically when it's something that is, you know, not conventional. Dancing isn't choice. It's not like what people would say, you know, is practical or what have you. So a lot of us will abandon it for what we feel like is the, you know, practical option to make sure I have money, to make sure I can do X, Y, and Z. What was it with you after you started dancing, continued to dance, that you, you know, kept that passion alive and moved forward?
I think it was my parents because, so I was adopted. I was born in Korea and then adopted by my parents in the States. And so the thing is that they were like, you know, they've always been working for like the government or, you know, had a nice, steady, stable job. So I saw how they lived life and, you know, they encouraged me to live life like that too. So, you know, when I did try to go for my dance dreams, at times they thought I was a little bit crazy. They thought, you know, I wouldn't be successful, but in the end they ended up supporting me and being my rock and really encouraged me to go for my dream. So it was a combination of them saying, hey, study hard, get good grades, be disciplined about, you know, school and dance and do it part time. And then eventually, if it does work out to something full time, you know, then go for it. So
I see.
Yeah.
So they sort of said like, hey, I'm in with this with you, but like split the difference. Like don't abandon all, you know, conventionality, but don't give it up either.
Like, I'm happy that it's a passion and hobby, but, you know, get that degree and then keep pursuing it part time. So yeah, they definitely taught me a lot.
And so you did. I mean, you kept pursuing it, but it wasn't easy. I listened to you went and did a TEDx, checked out some of your stuff, and it, you know, there were a lot of no's. There was a lot of doors closing. There wasn't, you know, it wasn't like you just walked on stage, had that sort of Justin Bieber instant success moment. So what was that process like for you? And again, I'm just sort of fascinated as to why you pushed through, you know, when so many people seem to, you know, let it go. I love philosophy. I was a philosophy graduate student. I had some challenges figuring out what to do with that interest. And I sort of said, you know what, whatever. I'm just going to deal with that some other time. And it just happened all like in a whole day of thought. But so, you know, what was it that allowed you to persevere?
Yeah. So, I mean, we all have hobbies and things we love to do, but then to actually make them like a full-time career takes a lot of work. So you do hear a lot of no's. And at times you do quit just because you lose the passion, you lose the fire. So you have to find ways to stay motivated. So that's why the community is so important. And I guess my dance community, my friends, my mentors and teachers were always there for me for, you know, support, love, encouragement, prayer, everything that I needed while I was going throughout these hard times. And I remember quitting dance one time, you know, multiple times, but one time when I was like living off of $2 a day for foods, you know, helping refugees find jobs and homes. It was this volunteer experience. And I was just like, you know, dance has become so much of a job for me that it's no longer fun for me anymore. Mm. And that's when I was like, I took a step back, I quit and quit for about 9 months. But someone just came up to me and was like, you know, but that's your passion. That's your fire. That's what you love to do. And you're really changing lives. And yes, you have to make money, but the most important thing is, you know, doing it for the right reasons. And you were doing it for all the right reasons, but he said it became more like a job to me. So it's kind of that balance.
What a great person to have around you at such a pivotal moment. I mean, was it that they could see that in those 9 months you were sort of less happy and that you had lost something important to you?
Yeah, I just felt really depressed and sad. You know, it was my way of expressing myself. So when I didn't have it, like people knew I, like they could see the change and it wasn't that good. It wasn't nice because that's what gives me my balance and my positivity was dance and exercise, you know?
Did you feel like you had really lost your luster or were you justifying it for yourself? Like, oh, it's not that bad. I'm fine. You know, I'll just find something else to do.
Yeah, it was a lot of myself too, because I was just like, yeah, I mean, I'll just keep running and working out and stuff. But I don't know, it just wasn't the same. So it was a combination of myself and then other people just saying, you got to get back into it. You know, keep pursuing it. Don't give up. So yeah, I think that's what gave me a lot of perseverance too. And just, I've always been like that. Like I've always worked really hard and just not complain and just go for it, you know?
And so you find yourself trying out for So You Think You Can Dance, very popular dance show. I'm sure there's thousands of people who are trying out for that. And you get rejected multiple times. Walk us through that process. And I know you spoke at a TEDx talk, but after the third try, somebody actually walked up to you and said, you don't have what it takes. That's just unbelievable. What was that experience like?
It's the hard reality. And so we have to face and confront the brutal facts of reality, right? Like to be a model, paid actor, actress, artist is hard. And a lot of people just don't have what it takes. And to me, like when I heard those words, right, I mean, it hurt a lot. But there's also a lot of truth in that. Like, I wasn't ready at that time to make the show. Now, that's not saying that if I would have trained harder, took some more ballroom classes, partner style, you know, for a year or two and try it out again, I wouldn't have made it. I probably would have. But yeah, it's just those people's words that can kind of knock down your dreams. But I just took a different route, kept pursuing my dance career, focused more on teaching and encouraging other young students to become better, instead of like taking the performance, like dancing with the famous artist and, you know, movie life dance career. I took a different route and just focused on teaching, which is my passion anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. So in a strange way, we think we want certain things, but in the end, it turns out that those aren't what you're really desiring anyways.
Yeah. And it's like, people always tell you, they don't always tell you what you need to hear. They tell you what you want to hear. So this guy was actually telling me what I needed to hear so that I could make that big leap. You know what I mean?
Interesting. So you don't even see that as a full negative. It was actually catalyst to get you to where you feel your passion really is in teaching?
Yeah, because I had to seek, you know, to understand, like, what is this guy really saying? And is it true? It's true. And so I was just like, I used it as motivation and encouragement eventually to just kickstart, you know, my dance career and to keep working on myself, to keep training, to make a brand. And that's pretty much what took me around the world.
So tell me about that. You world traveler dancing. What does your life look like? Tell me, a month in the life of Zach.
Yeah. So it's pretty exciting. I mean, you know, being able to travel to all these countries, meet all these amazing people, teach, learn, study, grow. I mean, this is life to me. I mean, you know, I've always wanted to be able to do it. So, I mean, to me, it's just life is all about experience. It's about giving back, going to these different countries, creating awesome memories with my students, and just simply dancing around the world. So it's really fun and exciting. I mean, I think that's everybody's dream to, you know, try to find something that you love and then to, you know, help people.
So tell the listeners who may not know when you dance around the world, what does that mean? What are you doing in each of the places you're going, and how is that helping people?
Yeah, so pretty much I go on to Google and decide where I want to go. So like maybe let's say, you know, Mexico or Cambodia, and then I type in studios, go to their websites, and then email them or call them and, you know, send them my profile, my bio, my videos, testimonials, and then that's how I book jobs. So then let's say that if I, you know, I'm planning to go to Mexico at the end of the month, so I'm searching, you know, 3 or 4 different cities in Mexico and hitting up all these studios and pretty much just booking jobs each weekend. And each weekend I do about maybe 4 to 7 hours of class. So it pretty much pays for itself. So all the airfare, the hotel, the food is all paid for, plus the class money. But yeah, I feel like I'm really making a difference in these kids' lives, because in Mexico, for example, they don't have much talent like come in. Like mm-hmm. Their mm-hmm. level isn't that high. Like mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. they don't have opportunities to learn from like these amazing dancers like in LA or New York. So
yeah,
I feel like I'm really improving their performance and making their attitudes better. And my whole philosophy in life is just to make people better. So trying to teach these people to not complain, work hard, you know, do your work and never give up.
That's awesome. And so having traveled to, how many places have you gone so far?
Wow. Well, Mexico, like 12 or 13 times, like counting all the countries, probably over 25.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
Yeah. And yeah.
What do you feel like you've taken out of that experience in traveling to all these different countries and all these different cultures? What have you learned? How has it changed you as a person?
Well, it's so cool because, like, you know, each country has a special way of living and arranging their lives, and it's different than me, and that's culture, you know. So I take a piece of culture with me wherever I go, and I have a really open mindset. Like I try to maintain this childlike mindset. You know, you can always learn something from somebody. Doesn't matter if you're handicapped, disabled, speak another language from a different culture, religion. You just have to be open and question to learn. So I'm traveling all these places. I'm learning so much about myself and others and just growing and trying to grow as much as I can. So to me, it's just that some of the things I've learned is, you know, I can live on less so other people can have more, to see people as people, that each person has value and worth to offer others. Those are some of the things that I've learned, because these people are so content and happy with what they have and grateful and truly appreciate what's going on in their life. And that's really opened my eyes.
Yeah, in a way, our culture isn't quite satisfied, right? Like, no matter what we have.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I could have the latest phone and, you know, I want a new this or that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's sort of insatiable. That's amazing. That's such amazing. So did you ever go on the, I wasn't clear. Did you ever go on the TV show So You Can Dance or?
I did. So, you know, each time I auditioned, I made it, you know, for every competition. And the thing about, you know, TV shows and news channels and stuff is like when you do the interviews, when you do the shows, they don't show everything. So I remember my aunt, she had her video recorder on and she recorded me. So I actually made it to like the fourth round of the LA competition. And you could see me like if you slow it down to slow motion, but they didn't show my solo routine.
Interesting.
Which is, yeah, they just cut people off. Just, yeah, I mean, you have to have a crazy story or be super entertaining. Like, they don't show everybody, but
interesting.
They showed me during the choreography round, but yeah.
That's so interesting.
If you blinked, you might have missed it. Yeah.
That's so weird. I didn't know that they like just randomly differentiated like that.
Yeah, because it's the entertainment show, you know? So the thing is that they only want someone who's really crazy or weird or has a crazy story, like they got in an accident, you know, things like that just piques more people's interest, I guess. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense because we want to be amused. And so they're trying to find where the most amusing moment really is, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So what is your dream today? You're continuing to go around the country. You've built a business around Instagram. How do you think of the next year or two of your life?
You know, life is so short, right? Like I look back and I'm like, boom, like 11 years have passed already. And, you know, some people are still doing the same thing, which is cool when I come back to Iowa, which is my hometown. But then I reminisce and I'm like, man, we created some good memories, but like, I want to like keep on living and traveling too, you know? So it's like, I guess my dream now is just to keep doing what I'm doing to, you know, get on more stages, you know, like TEDx to share my message and story in hopes that it will inspire that one person and touch that one person's life to challenge them to make themselves better. And I guess, yeah, it's just keep on traveling. You know, it's like life is all about experience. Life is about people, you know, and my philosophy is to make people and myself better. So I'm just going to continue to travel, read books, learn from these people and mentors and grow. And I think, yeah, as I do that, things will get better in life.
Well, I'm, for one, can say very, very cool. You went for it. You didn't give up. Not easy to do. And I hear you that you're like, oh, you know, just hard work and commitment, but that's like deep soul work to be able to, against conventional wisdom, you know, stick with it and persevere. So what does an authentic life mean to you?
To be the same person wherever I'm at with whoever I'm with.
I love that. Like, I love that.
Personally, like with my family, you know, people who don't just love me for who I am. And then also in business situations as well. Like I'm trying to never change and just be transparent and just be Zach. And that's all I can, you know?
That's amazing. And probably because you've always followed your truth, that's just more accessible to you. Because I think some people would say, I'd like to do that, but they've, you know, gone down a bunch of paths in their life to please other people. And part of that is you can't really be in your truth because you're not, you know, living a life that's really reflective of your soul and your dreams.
Yeah, it's hard, I think, to be comfortable in your own skin, to not be afraid of what other people think about you, afraid of looking bad. I mean, it's hard. I mean, I struggle with it too, but I guess that I'm just trying to be like that more, you know?
I love that. And what do you do in your life? What are daily practices or habits? Or you mentioned reading a lot. What do you do to encourage that within yourself and keep yourself in that alignment?
So, you know, life is about balance, though. But I mean, the thing is, like, you know, I'm traveling all these places and stuff. And so it's hard to like maintain your routines, right? But I still try to wake up every single day around 7:45 I go to bed pretty late and then read 10 pages of a book a day. I try to exercise, you know, at least 20 to 30 minutes a day, go for a run. So, I mean, these are just some daily disciplines that I try to do every single day, because if I'm not doing them, then my mindset's not right and my health is not right and I don't feel good. So I won't be able to do the things that I need to do really effectively and well.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always better when you do those things and it keeps you in the space that you want to be in. And so what was with this Instagram business? How did that come about? What was the thinking behind that?
The thing was, is I got injured about a year ago or so, and I was like, oh shoot, what do I do? Like, I can't dance anymore. I need something to, build some income so I can continue to travel and sustain myself. So yeah, I just kind of reflected on life and I was like, well, I made a brand out of myself with dancing. You know, I got on a TV show, got some press, have a, you know, good website and stuff like that. And I just pretty much reached out to people. I got myself out there. So I realized that that's a lot of artists' problem. They don't know how to reach out to people and they don't know how to put themselves out there, or they're scared to do that, that nobody contacts them and they're not able to do what they love. So I used Instagram and Facebook and I started building people's profiles, teaching them how to build credibility, their reputation, get them impressed, awesome website and videos, and so that they could pretty much do what they love. And I feel like that's how we make the world a better place, is more people doing what they love. So
yeah, you're right.
Instagram thing happened because of that.
Yeah, it's a big struggle for artists to get themselves into the business of the arts, because unfortunately, like, we'd all love to be like the pure artist who just sits quietly and doesn't have to cope with the realities of how to get paid, but it's complicated. Well, Zach, if you had a piece of advice for somebody listening who is younger and, you know, on the verge of giving up doing what they love, but feeling that frustration that, you know, they're having trouble paying the bills and is this worth it? And they put all this time and energy in, what would your advice be to them?
So guys, the thing is that life is hard, life is short, but at times you have to just force yourself to be happy, because happiness is a choice. You know, there's times where I feel sad or felt sad and I just had to make myself laugh to just get through the day, you know. Mm-hmm. But I really hope that you guys can find, you know, some online mentors, you know, start with like some people that, you know, ask them if they have any mentors they could recommend to you. And seek them out, ask them questions, express interest, read books, read a lot of personal development books now, listen to a lot of different motivational YouTube videos like now, and just, you know, in the end, it's all going to be worth it. You may not see any results today or in the little things that you do every single day. They might not seem to make any difference at all to you, but if you stick with it and you never give up and you just stay focused and keep failing forward and learning from your mistakes, you really grow fast, and sooner or later, you'll make it. Maybe it'll be 1 year, 2 years, 5 or 10 or 15. I don't know, but it depends on how you use your time today and just staying positive, you know?
Yeah. And to your story, also being flexible in how that success shows up, not getting overly committed to one path, like I have to be on this one show or it's all going to go out the window, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of ways to do what you love.
Yeah. Keep it open. Keep options open and be flexible. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Zach, so much for coming on the show. If people are interested in finding out more about you or your Instagram business, where can they find you?
Yeah, I mean, you guys can just find me on Facebook, you know, type in my name or reach out to me on email, benson.zach@gmail.com. And then I can, yeah, just answer any questions you might have or even hop on a call. And I'd love to hear your stories.
Thank you, Zach, for sharing your story and coming on.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was definitely fun.
Thank you so much for tuning in. And I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Hey, before you go, I have a quick question for you. Have you ever considered coaching? If you have no idea what coaching is, no worries. It's basically like a personalized workout program, but instead of doing 100 squats and a million sit-ups, you're working out your mind, your well-being, and your emotions. Coaching is about setting goals and taking action to create a life that's meaningful to you. As we navigate through life and ask ourselves the tough questions, what do I want? What makes me happy? How do I build a life that works for me? Just like we talk about on the podcast, how do I have success, but have success that's authentic and meaningful? In part, the tactics play a huge role. Setting goals, having priorities that make sense, and making sure you're organized with your lists. After running a company for 15 years, I help my clients with that all the time. But coaching takes it even further. We remove all that stuff, all those mental obstacles that get in your way when you're trying to make those tough life choices. If that sounds interesting to you, come on over to lauraco.com, click on the contact form and send me a note, or at the bottom of the homepage, you'll see a button where you can click and set up a call with me. Just like that, it's free. We'll chat, we'll find out what's going on and see if it makes sense for me to help you out. No strings attached. I hope to hear from you. And again, thank you so much for tuning in. I really value each and every one of you.